Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, it's the second podcast on the 4th of September, 2018. On a Tuesday. So let's do the cheese whiz, all right? Let's do a completely cheese ball title, and let's call this the Two for Tuesday. Anyway, hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. God, I hope this isn't the very first time you're hearing me. Please go back and listen to the first 2,000, then come back to this one, all right? Hey, I got to dive into something I want to talk about on the heels of the previous show. So I think it's really super relevant to bring this up about being wealthy. And the difference between being rich and being wealthy, because you put so much pressure. I know who you are. I know you. I know you're putting all this pressure on yourself to make money. I don't even know what that amount is, but I can promise you there's no correlation to happiness to debate that. If I could just make an extra $10,000 a month, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. Look, there's people that are literally right now, they've planned on committing suicide today. That have seven figures in a savings account, a checking account, or in an IRA. All right, they are multimillionaires, and they're planning right now, September 4th, 2018. You can Google it. Somebody is going to commit suicide today that is a very wealthy person. Why would that be? Come on. I mean, money's so important. I'm telling you, it's not, and I want to teach you the difference between the two. I want to share with you that funeral I went to last week and talk just a little bit more about that, because I'm not quite sure that resonated with you on last week's show the way it was supposed to, okay? And really drill this point home. Why? So you can feel a hell of a lot better today than you did yesterday about going for your passion and going for your purpose. Hey, before we dive into the message, would you do a favor for the Everyday Saturday community? Could you go into iTunes and rate and subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast? Would mean a lot. Would mean a lot. Not going to lie to you. Would mean a lot. So go on in there and rate and subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast, and that's right on iTunes. Now, of course, you can also find us on Stitcher Radio. You can find us on Spotify, all over the place. I mean, come on, man, wherever podcasts are listened to, leave a rating, okay? So let's dive into it. The difference between wealthy and being rich, all right? Let's talk about it. If you're listening to this show, let me just fire this out there to you. If you are listening to this show because you want to be rich, you're listening to the wrong show, okay? You're just listening to the wrong show, because I could teach you how to be rich, but that wouldn't teach you how to be happy. It wouldn't make you happy. So look, there are literally a million, and I'm betting even more, podcasts on iTunes that you could listen to learn how to make a lot of money and be rich. All right, I want to teach you how to be wealthy, and I want to also share with you the difference between the two. So that funeral I went to last Thursday, and I actually recorded a podcast about it as well. Did a Facebook Live inside of our Momentum Club as well. If you'd like to be a part of our Momentum Club, heck, why don't you do it? Go to mymomentumclub.com. Go to mymomentumclub.com. I'm in there every Friday with my buddy Samantha Kaplan, doing a Facebook Live group coaching. All the other coaching students and Momentum Club members are in there sharing their wins, talking about. Shout out to Reggie. Listens to the show. He's a Momentum Club member. Got his first paid client last week. Way to go, Reggie. Go to mymomentumclub.com. Would love to see you inside our group coaching calls and get all the benefits of being a member as well. All right? So Pat went to his funeral last week. Hadn't seen him in maybe 11 or 12 years. I'm not even sure. We grew up in the business together back in Buffalo, New York. In sales, and then we both relocated to Cincinnati. We worked together. Then he worked for me when I was running the show, and then I quit and never saw him again. But he had a beautiful family, amazing wife, was a real man of God, and gone way too soon. He was 58 years old. So I asked to say, well, what was Pat doing, man? Was he still working at the company? I said, no. Somebody said, worked at the post office. Okay, which post office? My local post office, I'm guessing here in Loveland, Ohio. Crazy. He was right down the street. I'm guessing. I think that's what somebody told me. But either way, Pat worked at a post office. Is that good or bad? It means nothing. It's not good or bad. It's whatever Pat wanted to do. Did he like it? Did he do it for he needed the money? Or did he do it to stay busy? I don't know. It's not me to judge. It's not even any of my business. All I know is he did what he wanted to do, you know, and he was doing it. And my whole point with this is people won't do what they want. People won't do what they need to do. Let me put it that way. They won't do what they need to do because they got to keep up this image, this persona. Well, God, what if somebody walked in and saw me working at the post office? Hey, what if they did? So what? What if they looked at, what if they walked in, saw you working at Home Depot and laughed in your face and told you what a loser you were? What would that do? You know, words have no meaning. They only have the meaning that you give them. So if somebody walked in and said, hey, you're working at Home Depot. Okay, there it is. There's the phrase. You give it meaning. Go ahead. Notice that little pause we took because I wanted you to think about that. Imagine you got the orange apron on. You're walking around the paint aisle, and you're trying to build this side hustle, this gig you're doing on the side, whatever that means to you, all right, trying to build this brand up, and you see someone you hadn't seen in a long time, like, hey, you're working at Home Depot, and you give it meaning. There's two ways you can give that meaning. You could say, oh, my God, I just want to drill a hole in this floor, climb in, and never come back out. They saw me working at Home Depot. Oh, my God, I got this orange apron on with all those pins that say everything on them and my black marker says, hi, my name is fill in the blank, Sam. Oh, my God, I'm in the paint aisle. Oh. Or your reaction could be, hey, yeah, man, check it out. Loving life. Woke up. Kids are healthy. Wife, husband, healthy. Check, check. Life is good. I love, man, you should see the people are amazing I'm working with, man. Such great souls. Finally connected with individuals that they really love what they're doing. And it's a really great environment, man. I love, yeah, how you been? That's certainly a different way. But you get to choose. You get to choose which way you react to that saying, that message, whatever it is you're getting. See, this is where people get all tripped up. This is why I'm piggybacking on the previous message where I was talking about on the earlier show today about why you got to get this thing, why you got to be under a time constraint, why you got to have success right away. Only reason why is the money. You put yourself in a situation where right now you need to make a lot of money fast, and you know that's not even possible. I mean, here's the way. You want to make money fast, go learn faster. That's the only way I know how to do it. You got 24 hours in a day. If you're learning and implementing and testing these new strategies and concepts and things like that, do it three times as fast then. You know, I keep telling you guys, hey, I'm launching this Facebook ads agency. A month ago, I knew nothing. And when I say I knew nothing, I mean nothing about Facebook ads. All right? I've probably studied, I don't know, it probably was a month or so ago, 30 days. Probably come up right up on 30 days. I got over 100 hours in, at least, over probably 120 to 130 hours of doing nothing but watching Facebook ads, videos on how to do and master. And I mean master. When I say I mean master Facebook ads. And I feel very confident. Well, look, I'm going to do it for clients. So, yeah, I feel really good about it. Real good. Started out, my cat knew more about Facebook ads than I did. But here's what I didn't have. I didn't have pressure. I didn't have to learn it the day before. Like, I got to learn this yesterday or I'm not going to make any money. Nobody's going to hire. No, because I know already that if I put a tremendous amount of pressure on myself to learn quickly and implement quickly and make money quickly, that the end product is going to be crap. It's going to not be as good because it was rushed. How do I know? Oh, let me see. I know because I've done it. I've rushed the process, created crap, and lost money and didn't get paid anything because people can smell that stuff a mile away. They know when it's rushed. They know when it's done under haste. They know when it could have been better. They're comparing the product to maybe another one they bought that was a really better experience. Look, you know what people are buying, really? They're buying the experience. Give them the experience. Give them a reason to like you. And it has nothing to do with how much you know. When I do these Facebook ad campaigns for people, all right, and you're going to be one of them. If you're a coaching client, you'll absolutely be one of them. You got to go through this coaching client process because you need an actual product. You need a message. You just can't put on Facebook, hey, how are you? It's me playing the guitar. What's up? Hey, here I am watching the news. Boop, boop. Check it out. What do you want to do? I don't have any place to send you. I just wanted to show you an ad of me watching the news. So here we go. No, you got to have a product. You have a message and things like that. But I already know it's going to work because I know how it not is going to work. God, I'm really butchering the English language today. How it not is going to work. Probably a better way to how it is not going to work. Because I've seen the other side when I rushed into it and people can understand the experience. They're buying the experience from you. You don't need to know everything. You just need to not be an idiot and talk to people in a way that they want to be talked to, treat people in a way they want to be treated. And oh, by the way, that doesn't always mean nice, right? Everybody gets treated fairly, but not equally. Because if a client brings a certain vibe to the table, they get treated based on that vibe. Negative, whiny, victim. Well, they get treated a little bit differently than somebody that goes, hey, Sam, I got no clue what I'm doing, man. I'm flopping all over myself. But I got my 5 podcasts created. I got my videos done. I got my ebook done. I got it done. I don't even know. It's probably friggin' horrible, but I got it done, man. What's up next? I'm fired up. That's totally different. They get treated totally different. Then the client says, I finally got it done, but it took me 8 hours to figure out how to shoot a video on my iPhone. Rah. Yeah, okay. Cool. So how does that make you feel to complain and bitch and moan about like that? How does that make you feel? Better? Do you feel better now? And that's what I say to my kids. I got 4 daughters for a reason, okay? Because I couldn't handle any drama whatsoever in my life. Now I got 4 girls. The drama meter, if it was something like how they measure Homeland Security, I don't know what the highest one is. Orange. Thank God. I don't know what it is. But what is it? Orange? Like there's drama level orange at my house every day with one of my girls, okay? Sometimes all of them. And when it's all of them, you know when I'm out of the house, okay? But I tell my kids, hey, how does it make you feel? Better now? Okay, cool. All right. So you gave that meaning. You know, your friend said something. You gave that message meaning, and now you're all upset about it. All right, cool. Well, you had 2 ways to react to that. So the message on today's show is to quit putting so much pressure on yourself financially, all right, that it's got to work yesterday. Make sure the output's good. Even if it's not done on time, just make sure it's done well and give the end user an experience that they're going to remember, whatever that experience is. You know, my buddy Gary, coaching client, shout out to Gary. I know he and his wife listen to the show. And Gary's a contractor. Everybody wants him. The guy's booked through next year. Why? Because Gary gives him an experience, man. He's high end. I think, and Gary, you got to tell me. I know you know how to get a hold of me. If you're listening to this show, did you say, I think he said he's built decks that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. A deck. Not even a house, a deck. 200 grand, 300 grand. Holy cow. Who would pay that much? Somebody that wants Gary. Somebody that knows it's going to be done right. Zach, my buddy Zach, coaching client, contractor as well. Oh, attract great clients, man. Great contractors too. 2 of them in the same year. How about that? Looking to build their own personal development message out there. And Zach's the same way. High end. People only call. He's booked again. Booked solid for months. Now, is that what they want to do the rest of their life? Eh, maybe, maybe not. But you know what they want to do? They want to do something that gives them purpose to their life, significance, probably do a little less of that in the services business and a lot more of the helping and teaching, instructing, and coaching. But you know what they don't want to do right now? They don't want to put the pressure of they got to make money yesterday on that message that goes with that. That's all. And they're not doing it. I won't allow them to do it anyway. So here's my message for you to piggyback on the message prior to this one. Just give yourself a little bit of room. All right. Don't worry about what everybody's thinking about you. Pat worked at the post office. And if I know Pat, he was happy. He had an amazing, hearty laugh, you know, just a laugh that would make everybody else laugh. He was probably doing it because he wanted to do it, but it's not me to judge that anyway. It doesn't even matter. It's not like I would have walked in and said, oh my God, you're working at the post office. Work at Home Depot, man. Work at Walgreens. Work anywhere you want to work in order to fund your dream, your hustle, whatever that is. And if people are going to judge you, let me tell you, if you can't handle somebody judging you working at some place you don't want to be right now while you're working full-time on your dream, you're never going to be able to handle that first review online that somebody takes a shot at you, okay? You're never going to be able to handle that. So you know what this is? Consider this a little bit of prep school, a little bit of prep work to get your mind straight to ask you once again, how bad do you want it? That's all they're saying. Hey, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? Do you want it bad enough to be judged? Do you want it bad enough that you won't give meaning to a message where there is no meaning? That's all it is. Remember this today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life. Whenever somebody says something to you and you want to go sideways and give it all that meaning, just remember this show where I said, hey, you work at Home Depot. That's it. And what message are you going to give that? You know, what message are you going to give that? That's what I want to reverberate around your mind. Whatever that Home Depot is and whatever that represents, maybe you're in a job right now that sucks. You hate it. You hate your boss. You don't like your coworkers. It's ultra negative. Okay. And how can you be this two-faced person who's out there building your dream, telling people how to live the... I did it. I built the whole Everyday Saturday brand sitting in a cubicle making 40% of what I used to make, working for people who used to work for me. You know the story. What kept me going was what I'm telling you right now. I gave none of it any meaning, man.
Hey, how's it going, champion? I thought every day was Saturday. You're sitting in a cubicle. Every day is Monday.
It's all right, man. It's all right. You know, because you know what I got that you don't? I got hope. So I got. I see you 10 years from now sitting in the same damn cubicle. I see me. Oh, my God. I see me. I saw myself on stages all around the world, which is crazy. Building products in the personal development space while I'm going through a Chapter 13 bankruptcy? That doesn't even happen. Well, yeah, it does. You know how it happens? Not because I'm any better than you. I just didn't want anything else other than that to happen. And I didn't even care how it happened. I would have loved it to happen faster. But if it had happened faster and I caught lightning in a bottle and had all the success early, I wouldn't be able to teach you anything. All I'd be able to teach is how to be lucky. That's it. Hey, here's today's podcast, How to Be Lucky. Just show up and your phone rings and you get paid. And I don't know how it happened, but hey, pay me to show you how that happens. And, you know, that's always a good brand, you know. So I hope that today's podcast inspired you. I hope it motivated you. And I really do. I hope this stuff works, man. Let me know. A couple ways to get a hold of me. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Follow on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday is the Instagram. Just put a really great quote out there today. I always try to put photos of my kids, my lifestyle. You'll never see, you know, if you're, like I said, if you're following the show to see me in a Lambo or sitting by the ocean, ain't going to happen. You'll see me sitting in a 200-year-old farmhouse in Midwest Ohio, thanking God I got four healthy kids. That's what you'll see me doing most of the time, with an inspiring quote. So follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday, and then let me hold you accountable and show you the blueprint on how to launch your own online movement a lot faster than you could do it on your own. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, hit the apply now button, answer a couple questions. Let's see if we're a good fit. All right, samcrowleycoaching.com, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.